在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
Unit 5 Culture Shapes Us
Lesson 40 Unit Review 1. Building Your Vocabulary A. Complete the sentences with the proper forms of the given words. B.Complete the sentences with proper words using the first letters given as your guide. C. Complete the passage with proper words or phrases.
2. Grammar in use. A. Fill in the blanks with proper words. B. Fill in the blanks with the proper forms of the given words.
3. Speaking the language.Complete the following dialogue.
4. Putting it all together. A. Read and fill in the blanks. B. Let's do the project.
If you go to Canada. People from many different cultures live in Canada. In some cities, people of the same culture live together in one neighborhood. They try to keep their culture alive.If you come to Canada, will you try to keep your culture alive? In small groups, discuss this question. List your ideas about what will threaten your culture, what you personally will do to keep your culture. Share your ideas with another group. If the other group has some good ideas, add them to your list.
C. Written work. In groups, talk about good Chinese table manners and write them down.
Do you know? Having meals. Would you like something to eat or drink? What would you like to have? Would you like some more soup? Help yourself to some soup. It's very kind of you. Yes, I'd like a drink.I'd like rice and chicken. Just a little, please. Can I have some more soup? It's so delicious. Thank you. I like green tea. No, thank you. I've had enough. I'm full, thank you. Object compliments. They work hard to keep their culture alive. They see meat.Hanging in shop windows. They find it strange to see boxes of fancy fruit and vegetables on the sidewalks. It made me remember my own visit to Canada. This week, they taught us to sing some very old dinosaur songs. Attributive clauses. The stork was different from other animals that, which, the fox had met.Canada welcomes cultural differences in the people who, that live here. But the food wasn't the only thing that was strange. Do you remember the man who, that served us at the restaurant that day?